Let's continue drawing the parallels between The Great Book of Amber by Roger Zelazny and our lives. And based on what happened in the book, I'd like to offer you a few suggestions about what can be done when you have a great vision but do not know how to get there or don't have enough of valuable skills for getting there. And if you are a multi-passionate creator with a lot of skills under your belt, but you cannot choose the one thing to focus on, or you do not have that great vision. Welcome to the Create Your Personal Happily Ever After Life podcast. I am your host, Yelena Sinetsin. There was a time when I wanted to be happy, but did not know how to get there. I am here right now because I have learned a lot while designing and manifesting my own personal happily ever after life, and I want to share with you every tool and practice I have used to get here. In each episode, we explore what personal happiness might look like, and we share actionable steps for tuning into your desires, for living life with no regrets, for using negative emotions as a clarifying tool, and for finding your flow as you describe and create your joyful life. In my attempts to not give away any spoilers, I will try to be as vague as possible as I bring up this storyline. Corvin, the main hero of the first five books of the Chronicles of Amber, wakes up with no memory. And his great vision for the moment is to get his memory back. During our last episode, I mentioned the importance of having a clear picture of where one is going in order to get there faster. As a matter of fact, because of his loss of memory, he has spent quite a long time in the shadow world called Earth. Yes, our own Earth. And because he did not know that anything was missing, he didn't know that he had to be somewhere. But as he woke up after an accident, he realized that he did not have his memory, and that it was important for him to get that memory back. And then his sibling shows up. This person is a reckless, hot-headed, imprudent family member with no particular goals besides a desire to have fun and enjoy dangerous adventures, in addition to disturbing the lives of the people around. So we got Corvin with a clear desire, but no knowledge of how to get there. And we got his sibling, who doesn't have a great goal in their life, but they know how to fix Corvin's problem. So these two siblings collaborate, and eventually Corvin gets what he wants, which of course leads him to other interesting adventures. And here's a parallel with real life I would like to point out to you. And this is from my personal experience and also from analyzing the world around me. Whenever I or other people have a clear vision, a clear goal, everything and anything they do leads them toward their goal. And just like I mentioned it during our last episode, all roads lead to Amber, or in other words, all roads lead to what we want. All we need to do is to figure out what it is that we actually want and not doubt it. If you are a multi-passionate creator like myself and don't really know what you want to do or what to focus on or how to focus on just one thing, what Corvin's sibling did is a very good example of what can be done in order to be able to figure your life out and to figure out what to do next. During the process of helping Corvin achieve what he desired, this person unlocked a great destiny and an amazing happily ever after they couldn't even dream about. And there are a lot of people in history who have been able to achieve greatness by helping somebody great to get to their vision. The only person that comes to my mind right now as an example is Sherry Salata, who is the former executive producer to the Oprah Winfrey Show. In helping Oprah bring her visions to life, Sherry got new skills, newfound confidence, and great connections for moving forward in her life and for getting more clarity about her next steps. In my own life, my husband is the person with a very clear vision for his business and for his life. So by sticking around by his side and by learning from him and helping him and watching him do whatever it is he does, I am getting great skills like communication, self-confidence. Yes, self-confidence is a skill, and I will be talking about getting more confident in our own skin in the future episodes. So in helping my husband achieve his dreams and get to his desires, I am getting more clarity about my own desires. And in the newfound skills that I'm getting while being next to him, I am able to create all of these great things for myself. Like, for example, one of the things is this podcast. I am pretty sure that if I did not learn how to communicate while being with him, by the way, I learned how to communicate not because my life with him has been easy, just because the communication was so difficult that I had to learn how to present my thoughts and ideas in a way that it was possible for him to accept them. Another great skill I got from being next to my husband while he's achieving his dreams is learning how to use the law of attraction to co-create together with him. By the way, before meeting my husband, I have described him in many details, and I have attracted him into my reality. When I started describing him, he actually was in a different country and had no plans to move to the United States. I wanted to be with a guy who was super duper confident and who could make his own decisions without needing an external input. Because my dreams always come true, I got exactly what I asked for. And that means that this person who does not accept any external input into his decision making also has a very difficult time accepting my opinions in making decisions for our family. And I'm not complaining here. This guy is a perfect husband for me. But I had to learn how to use the law of attraction in order to be able to sway his opinion and for him to agree with me. So I didn't try to do any manipulation or anything like that. Although, yes, I did learn how to communicate with him through all of these difficulties. And I have learned how to use the language he speaks in order for him to be able to hear me. Meaning emotional language. However, the magic of using the law of attraction is that this guy, no matter how strong he is, he cannot say no to the universe. He cannot say no to the source. He cannot say no to the creator. And it's funny because very often when he doesn't agree with me on something, it's usually the DIY projects I want to do, I just laugh and remind him, you know that I always get what I want, right? You know that my dreams always come true. To which, of course, he reminds me that his desires always come true too because he is a powerful creator also. So in assisting my husband in achieving his dreams, I am getting valuable skills that are necessary for me in manifesting my own dreams and my desires, and in getting clarity about what I actually want. So if you are a person with a great dream or a vision, but don't know how to get there because you don't have the necessary skills or time or whatever it is, be on a lookout for people who have those skills, who you can hire or ask to join your team. Then this way, all of you will benefit. And in the same way, if you are a person with a collection of valuable skills, be on the lookout for a person who has a great vision, but who needs help to get there. And this way you can collaborate and mutually benefit from this collaboration. I am actually doing this right now because I am working on creating my transformational program called Design Your Personal Happily Ever After Life. And at some point, I realized that on my own, this program will not be able to be ready for a long time. But if I got a team together who can work with me and who can encourage me to get there, to bring it to completion, I will be able to make it happen much sooner. And if for now you don't see anybody around you who can help you in achieving your dreams, or you don't have anybody whom you can help achieve their dreams, my friends, focus on what you want. Describe your team. Describe who you would like to work with. Write it all down and focus on what you want. Because remember, visualization and focusing on what we want is a scientifically proven magic wand that creates miracles. I'm so glad you tuned in today. To continue in the flow of magic, subscribe to the Create Your Personal Happily Ever After Life podcast. If you'd like to connect elsewhere and to stay up to date, you can find me on Instagram, on TikTok, and on YouTube at Swimming and Living. To support this work, you can leave a review on iTunes or on a podcast streaming platform of your choice. Please remember, being happy takes practice. Give yourself credit for your every win. Focus on your desires, and little by little, you'll find yourself in a fairy tale of your own creation. Enjoy.